Hello and welcome to Panic of Cthulhu Season 4 Blister Critters, where we are about to launch into episode 35, area 6. And come and give me a rundown of what happened just a minute ago for us. But last week.
Well, we found out we have a god among us today, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a righteous day of smiting many a foe. And it was a beautiful spectre, I say at least. But no, seriously, I mean, yeah, Jacob kicked those pigs' asses pretty damn hard. I think Matt had 8 episodes, and between episodes we think that there's been some tweaking, we say it.
A little bit.
But yeah, that's the download. We pretty much had a good fight with a bunch of pigs. Making our way back through this old area.
Yeah, but Jacob woke up from his coma induced by my computer problems, and has decided to demonstrate his new leveled up abilities.
Yeah. So you're in the room with a bunch of corpses and a bunch of critters that are going absolutely insane because but they're just standard animals now, and they don't know what's going on.
They're just chanting, Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. It's his new cult.
What kind of animals are they?
Got a couple of cows, sheep, a couple of goats.
Hang on, so can I try to... Okay, so for the sake of the story, I mean, can I try to talk to one of them? Obviously, I'm not going to get anywhere, I know that, but...
Sure.
I mean... Yeah, can I go to the guy, hey? Because, I mean, I'm expecting to talk to a talking cow. Hey, come on, we got to get out of this place. We're going to be eaten.
It just looks at you and moves.
Wait a minute. You said...
Just said it moves? You're not even going to do the moo for us?
I know. Oh, that was really disappointing, but...
Let down.
Right, you...
Moo.
It says it in a human voice.
I do quite like the idea that it does actually just say moo.
Yeah.
Moo bitch. Moo bitch.
Wait, did you say goats?
I think we did.
I mean, I did, but Galaris wouldn't have heard that.
Okay, sure. Galaris sees goats and goes, guys, do those look a little familiar?
Not in the slightest.
Nope. Doesn't look out of place to me at all.
Nope. Of course not.
I think they're a bit slow on the uptake, but I guess they do them.
Alright then. What? Perhaps there's a guilty conscience bothering me.
Just leave it there and continue on, is it? Alright.
Jacob's confused. No idea what's going on here.
Don't worry about it. We're completely innocent of all crimes. No orphans were murdered.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, they wouldn't have recognised their own kid anyway, considering they had their entire consciousness and sentience taken away.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, essentially they are just animals. They have no memory of what they were before.
I'm glad I didn't see any of this episode. I would have had problems with it.
Oh, you would have a major problem with the cages.
Right, Jacob's going to let them all out.
Oh, that's the point. They nearly killed you, by the way.
Well, I never saw that, so I'm going to let them all out.
Yeah, cool. So, as you let them out, absolute fucking pandemonium happens as animals just go running everywhere. There doesn't seem to really be much of a way of a door out, apart from the flap and the entrance to what looks like the meat machine. And a couple of them run both directions. Some of them run into the meat chute, some of them run out the flap. The ones that run into the meat chute, you just hear a quite a visceral grinding sound. Couple of squeaks and whatnot come from the chute, and then silence.
Well, that's a job well done.
Open it, open it, open it.
Open what?
Is it open a chute, right? The meat chute.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember how we got into this building?
So, we woke up in it, so no, right. Actually.
Okay. No, Gertrude remembers. I remember there was a great feast. It was I think it was lamb chops. And,
all right, cool. Yeah, when was the point where you remembered us walking into the building, Gertrude?
Oh, no, no, we didn't walk into the building. We woke up after that lavish meal.
Uh-huh.
I feel like had that information.
So, no. We woke up and we were already in cages. We've kind of been following the line of production through to get...
Right, okay. So, to be clear, we were in a weird room with some sucky machines and a vat. There was no way in or out of there except from a flap, which we went through and killed a bunch of pigs. And we are currently in a room with a bunch of pigs in cages. We've let the animals out. One of them went down, well, a couple of them went down a meat chute. We do not want to go down the meat chute. Is there any other way out of this room?
It doesn't
not
look
the
like
flap
it.
Or the meat chute.
No, it looks like it's just the flap and the meat chute.
Right.
You can roll to have a look to be sure, but...
Yeah, let's at least look around and see if there's any other way out here.
Okay, roll me an instinct. And I want a 7.
Well, I only rolled a 5 on that one.
Well, no, you can't really tell how things got in and out.
Fucking mystery, what the hell is going on in this room?
I will roll an instinct check as well. That's an 8.
Cool. So you see in one of the walls, it's quite faint and hard to see, but it's almost like an outline of what would be a door.
Well, I see nothing, guys. Let's just stay here in this room and enjoy our company.
Well, I mean, we've got plenty of food to keep us for a long, long time in here. Let's start smoking this bacon.
Actually, real quick, can I check to see if there's any signs of a skunk around? Because we are supposed to be looking for one.
Yeah, actually,
is there any skunk meat down that tube?
Yeah, is there any, like, is there a horrid smell coming from the tube that could only be made by ground up skunk?
Yeah, I'm sure we would recognise that smell from quite a long way away.
I mean, there's a smell, but... Do you know what? I would like a instinct roll, and I'm going to be a 5 to see if you can tell where this smell's coming from.
Yeah, I got an 8. Jacob has a keen sense of smell.
Yeah, you can tell there's a smell. It smells familiar, and it's coming from further down the production line.
So the shoot, then.
Alright, okay.
Whether or not it's a deceased smell or a living smell, it's not quite detectable.
Skunks already kind of smell like dead ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, so presumably our dear friend Manny is no longer quite the sparkling conversationalist he might have once been, but he is still possibly alive.
Possibly. I think possibly he's doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
That's a big possibly.
Yeah.
I am saying that I don't know about the production quality. Most of the things we've seen here have been like cows and sheep. I don't know that they'd mix skunk into their food willingly. Pigs or not, that seems a bit of a cell phone.
Well, I mean, pigs do eat anything and everything.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't worry about that.
Okay, sure.
Don't worry about that. Pigs
yeah, don't,
last words.
Don't worry about it. Wrong layer, whoops. Also, that pig thing, the farmer one, is probably working with the Glorious Knight. Matt, what the fuck? What the f- don't? I can see the gin layer. Do not do that shit. The pig was possibly working with the Glorious Knight.
Yes.
So taking down this operation.
Again.
Yeah,
now I'm curious to see what's on the GM layer.
Don't be curious. It's bad. Matt, fuck off.
Yeah, stop arguing about the GM layer in mid-conversation.
Hey, it's not my fault.
Anyway, he's working with the Glorious Knight. This is probably his food production thing. Because they were keeping control of the food to keep control of the citizens way back at the start. The pig bastard's probably a lieutenant. It would be great for us to disrupt this whole operation. If we can in any way destroy this factory, it'd be quite nice.
Carry on.
Stop looking at the GM layer.
I can't help it. I'm GM status. I see it constantly. I'm seeing ghosts, man. I'm experiencing psychosis, okay?
Right. Okay, that's all good and well, mate, but let's just focus on how the hell do we get out of this room?
Well, if only the bird had shared with us the escape that he saw. But he didn't, so the only way out is the meat shield.
Ah, well.
Oh, back the way.
Is this a weird time to mention that there's actually a weird door shaped place over there that we could go through?
Did I forget to mention that? That door shaped place might be a door.
You're shitting me. Hold on. Wait a second. Hold on.
I want to double check that one.
Are you serious? You might be. Are you serious right now?
It's just a thought. It's a suggestion.
Are you honey dicking me right now? Are you honey dicking me?
I hope so.
Fuck.
You hope so.
Honey, are you dicking me?
Fuck. I wasn't ready for that.
God, I hope so. God. Yes, there's a. I just noticed when I was looking around. I noticed Mr. Jacob was looking around, so I looked around, and yeah, there's a door. I would think to see a door right there that we could go through.
I don't know. I mean,
well, there's a door. There must be a key. Jacob, you have quite a few of those. Do you see if any of them fit?
Why don't we just try pulling the door? Is that?
Oh yeah, it's the bolt.
Let's just try and open it.
Ah.
Fucking, why do we see a door? Why is it so hard? It's a fucking door. It's not a puzzle.
Maybe the door's the real puzzle all along.
One of us speaks in riddles, one of us speaks in rhymes. Oh no!
One of us tells the truth, one tells only lies. The third one is Cartman. We have no idea what the fuck he's doing.
I'm a door.
See, this is the enemy you should have put in the last episode.
Sentient door.
Just a door. Just put a fucking door in front of us. Fuck the pigs at this point. Just throw doors in front of us and we get confused.
Right. You open the door. DM, can the door open? Are we opening it currently?
I think we're losing our fucking minds right now.
I'm seeing demons. Matt's having a stroke. Yeah, you know, usual things.
Yeah, pretty much usual.
Matt, who didn't know the door existed until Took and found it, is now having to rethink a lot of things. Why the fuck did you tell him there was a door?
There's got to be a way for someone to get in and out, surely. They can't magically teleport into a fucking room.
Or, hear me out, they could go through the production line.
Yeah, but they don't want to, so, you know, okay. Find a door. Okay,
where does the door leave, Matt? This door that you did not know existed.
Hold on, hold on. It is a concrete slab set into the wall. Yes, there is a definite rectangular shape to it, but at the moment you don't see a way out. You don't see like a door handle. It seems to be one of a one-way thing.
Oh, worth mentioning, they had like technology and shit in the cage room, so they're scientifically advanced pigs.
Either that, or it just has the hinge on the outside and the door latch on the outside.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, so it's not.
It's a one-way door.
It's a push door, not a pull door.
Yeah.
Alright, Gertrude. You got any more explosives up your arse?
A mini nook, perhaps?
That's funny, no, this time I do not. I mean, we got this door in front of us, can we push it open or anything like that? Or do we have to like explode it open? Is it actually locked?
Yeah, I mean, let's at least try just opening it as if it's a fucking door.
Okay, so Gertrude's gonna do this first. So Gertrude's gonna
Somebody touch it. Just put your hands in the door, for Christ's sake.
To be fair, Jacob did say, like, 10 minutes ago that he was opening the door, and Matt giggled too much to answer.
No, I'll do it. No, I'll brave this out. I'll go up to the door, and I'm going to push it open slowly this time. I'm going to be cautious.
You put your hands against the door, and it does not budge.
Okay. Can I whack it with my Deal Dominator?
Sure.
Cool. 4 damage.
You hit the door with a giant rubber dildo, and it's still just a door.
Okay. Is there a hand
Jacob,
on this
Jacob,
door?
Activate your god powers on it.
I'm not.
No, hang on. Let me just go through my inquiry. Is there a door handle on this door?
Spin up all that energy just to smash right into a concrete wall.
Hey, if he does that, maybe he'll flatten out enough, like in a cartoon, enough that we can slide him under.
Roll for concussion. Go for it, you can try.
I don't think you can use concussion.
Right, I might have been joking about that explosive up your arse comment that I made earlier, but you do have that bomb power. Do you have enough grit on it that you can maybe use it against this door?
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Sorry, now I had to open my window then. I might miss something.
Oh my god, you see, this is the easiest. Hey, give the players a door and they fucking stare at it for hours. Job done. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy myself.
Has this door got a door handle?
So I'm going to cheat us all out of a fun time here and say that Matt has no plan for what's behind the door and so is never going to open the door.
Have I not?
You...
Have I not pulled something?
Matt, you had a...
Look, I don't need some...
This entire
GM
episode is Matt Dazzle.
...person to tell me that this door isn't a real door. I'm going to figure this fucking thing out.
We laugh, but
solving this door mystery, if it's the last thing we do.
He is just going to gaslight us this entire episode about a damn door. Like, I realize that's the prompt of this episode. He's like, I'm just going to throw one minor word of, you see a door-shaped thing in the concrete, and then just gaslight us the rest of the episode about it.
To be fair, we haven't exactly been acting normally when it comes to a door here.
Well, we tried to open it, and it's locked, and we have no clues on how to unlock it, so we're fine.
I just barrel down the chute. No, at this point, I just say, fuck this. I open the chute, and I just beak first straight into the chute. I flip off the door as I go down. Like, I just give it the bird and just say, fuck you, and I go straight down the chute.
No, it's taking...
Okay. Well, cool. So, yeah, as you jump down the chute, you kind of land on another conveyor belt where piles of meat would have been scooted along on the on it until it went through the machine. I mean, granted, these animals will usually been either dead or not sentient enough to work out what's going on, but you have your noggin about you.
Are you okay? Apparently I don't have my noggin because we couldn't figure out a fucking door. I'm doing good, Jacob. I'm okay. I've got wings. I kind of land okay because I kind of could buffer my landing.
You know, it's odd. You're down there and we heard animals getting grinded up, but you're ungrinded for the moment.
Yeah, I don't think they expected a sentient animal to be down here. I don't see anything. I'm on a conveyor belt.
Can you fly back up?
I mean, I could, but it would really defeat the purpose of flying down here to begin with.
Good point. Do you smell skunk?
Yeah, you can smell more skunk. You seem to be getting closer to where it came from.
Do I see anything? Do I see skunk? Do I see... animals?
No,
do I see anything
moment,
immediate danger to me right now?
You will see the conveyor belt leads into a chute. And in that chute, it is constantly separating out vegetables and meat.
I see a chute, one that separates out vegetables and meat.
You are moving towards it.
And I'm moving towards it.
Gertrude, free food!
I'm curious to see which one it sorts you into.
Well, you need to think a bit more damage to not be me.
That's actually a good idea, Mr. Jacob. I'm really curious what if I'm a vegetable or am I meat.
If you put a vegetable blip that was a sentient living thing in there, would it be a vegetable or would it be a meat?
That's actually
cool. Yeah, it's a good question. But we don't have vegetable blips, so...
Joke's on you, I have one up my ass. Hold on, let me pull it out here. Oh, I've got a sentient carrot.
You had pulled a sentient carrot out of your ass.
Yes. Don't ask why he's there, or how he got there, or how long he's been there.
Was it by chance next to the mini-nuke?
It was, yes.
Okay, well, as you kind of throw this thing at the chute, it opens up a third compartment that disappears into nothingness, as if it never even happened.
It's almost as if the GM is gaslighting us again.
Yeah, I'm...
So as if the GM can't be asked to deal with philosophical questions.
You could have just said he doesn't have a sentient carrot up his ass.
No, because I like the idea of the fact that he has a carrot in his ass to begin with.
And again, that leads to there's no... There's, and again, don't ask how long it's been there.
Since
it could have been
rats.
There the whole game. You have no clue.
Okay,
and
so
plus,
door.
Also got a quote, there is no ass, there is a cloaca. I pulled it out of my cloaca, I am a bird. Continue,
so that's
Mr.
Door,
Jacob.
Right? that's door. What are we doing here? Are we going down the chute, or are we trying to get through the door?
Well, I don't think we have any way to get through the door, so chute it seems to be.
Oh, because we tried really fucking
still...
hard there, didn't we? Fine. We'll forget about the door.
As this happens, Tukin, are you still riding the conveyor belt?
Oh, yeah, I'm just looking at it. My impending doom as I just skirt along towards it.
Okay, so you are... you're pinged into the meat section. And as you drop into the meat... Well, I suppose you don't drop, but as you go in, you're met with a... basically a giant meat grinder pit. You will have to roll a a minimum of a 4 to try and hold. Actually, then again, you can just fly, but
I can
roll me an instinct, see if you get a 5.
I feel like his flight is going to give him advantage here
a little bit.
So do I get advantage?
Sure.
So what would you say? Roll a scurry?
Instinct.
Instinct.
See something to hold on to. Or perch on in your case.
That's an 8.
Yeah, I mean, immediately you see like there's a loose wire. You can just kind of perch on it. You know, wait for the others if you really wanted to.
We figured it out, Mr. Jacob. I'm a meat, apparently. I'm not a vegetable.
Good to know, sir. Good to know.
And I still don't know about the sentient carrot. I'm still a little upset about that, but that's all right.
I don't think that carrot was sentient, mate.
But it talked to you.
Oh, I thought it was. Marge gave it to me. I didn't know where to put it, so that's where I put it.
Did it talk to anyone else?
No, it just talked to me. It said some pretty vile things.
Too.
It said some. It vibrated a little. It had a button.
Marge had a walkie-talkie inside the fucking
cat. Yeah! Put me in the cloaca! Yeah! I was really curious about it, Mr. Jacob. It was really strange.
Oh, no. Anyhow.
I
don't think this door is going anywhere. I'm going to hop down the chute. Tukin hasn't died from it yet, so it can't be that bad.
And Clarence is going to dunk himself into the chute.
Yeah, his Jacob's following along as well. Fuck that door, I guess.
Gertrude, you're going down the chute as well.
Are we all going down the chute?
We're already down the chute.
Gertrude's just left alone. Where are you guys?
So, all of you bar Gertrude are separated into the meat section. Gertrude's...
I'm jumping in. Don't
worry.
Don't leave me out.
No. Gertrude is a vegetable.
Gertrude goes down the vegetable chute.
Am I able to warn them, though, before they about to get thrown into the meat grinder and go, wait, hold on!
I mean, that's completely up to you if you want to do that or not, to be honest.
It's just going to put you in a meat grinder. Don't be careful. Is there room on the wire for them to hold on to?
I mean, yeah, you could probably just, like, grab onto him as they go.
I think if Jacob's able to use his strong hind legs to gracefully jump over the pit.
It's kind of like a drop, and there is a small bit on the side that you can squeeze through later on, but you'd need to be on the wire kind of to, you know, get on there or something.
Okay.
We're like a duck work. I assume what you're meaning is that we're on like a duck work with a 90 degree angle. It's not like the duck work continues and there's just like a little pit in the duck work. As in, like, it's literally so straight down.
Dropped in from kind of like a 75 degree angle into a pit of grinder, and there's a kind of wire that you're. It's like a pipe or whatnot, just kind of along the top that's been dented a little bit. You know, something's hit it in the past, and you can just kind of hold on to that. And you know, when you get a chance to look around, you might be able to find like a vent or something to go through. Perhaps
I've got
to
ask, why specifically a 75 degree angle? Like, it could have been a 90, it could have been, but why, like, not 77, but 72?
I mean, if it's 75? A 90 degree angle, then that just has a conveyor belt going into a pit. If it's a 75 degree angle, it makes it more of a slope. Things just kind of slide down.
He's got you there.
I give you that.
And with that, you will, I mean, actually, no. First off, I need everyone to roll me the rolls to see if they can like catch on to Tukan or the pipe.
What would that be?
That would be considering you're not needing to see it anymore. I'm gonna say it's a scurry check of 5. But. Tukan, if it even miss, you can roll to see. You can see if you can grab them.
That's a 7.
You managed to get onto it.
Oh shit!
Okay, Carl, we'll revise that in a minute.
All right.
We're
now,
Scotty, aren't we?
Yep.
What do we need at least? What do they need at least of? A 5.
A 5.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's
so
good.
Two of them
I
are
get
in trouble.
A plus 2 on that as well. So that's
that. Now, because Cartman got a nat 1, am I able to help him?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
I will say, though, when you help him, you will take a little bit of damage. You kind of grind yourself a little bit on the back, so you'll take maybe, like, even with the R, you'll still take, like, 4 damage worth. You know, it kind of nips you. I'm not going to straight out kill you, but, you know.
Then I don't help. Then I don't help him. I let him go in the meat grinder. I'm kidding. What do I need to roll?
Roll me a scurry.
Alright. That's a 4.
That's not quite a 5. Gonna spin a grit?
Yeah, I guess I'll spin 1 grit.
Okay, you can spend a grit. And yeah, kick. Gertrude will take 4 damage, even after your DR kind of thing, just because, you know. Yeah, anything you're wearing on your back has got a hole in it now. Yeah, been chopped up. Well, now you're sitting on this pipe and you hear a very familiar voice. Oh, hello there. But nothing comes through because Postperson Peter is neither a vegetable or a meat, so immediately falls into the void.
Finally! It's finally gone!
Gone where?
Well, gone where? Gone when? Gone whence it came? I'm just trying to find a relatively good pat to use. We'll go for that one, fuck it. Where it ends up is poking out through a little vent in the side that you end up seeing. Oh, hello there. Sorry about that, I had to take the side route.
Damn it.
Toucan. Toucan, give me a mail. Give me a mail. Give me a rad read.
Do you have porcupine friends that like to do dumb things, as in doing nat ones on scurry rolls? Well, I've got the thing for you. Back guarding, mate grinding, coat. You see, what it does is it goes over your other coat and has no SP. It is completely, does not weigh anything at all, but it adds DR. Could you believe that? And what it does is you add... And you see, every time your porcupine friend wants to give you a hug or jump into, say, meat grinding pits or do things like that, you see, you can save them with ease by your porcupine meat grinder coat today.
Market for that.
It's a very specific market, almost like the skunk gland extractor that I have.
Well, unfortunately, the pat's on the other side of a grate, so I can't manage to slip.
It's just gonna slowly become that. Now, like, we're just gonna keep doing shit, and Matt's like, "Well, you guys aren't gonna have that." Oh no, he can't get it to you. Oh no,
no. Okay, so you get a meat grinder coat. It gives you 0.5
DR. 0.5 DR, half a DR.
Exactly.
You didn't specify a DR.
Oh. All right. No, all right. Let's do this. Do you have a backpack? And because you saved your porcupine friend, it now has a hole in it. Now we have backpack patching technology. This is the Beaver Leather Patch 2000. You take this, it will actually patch all the holes in your backpack, just in case shit falls out. And because your DM will remember that he put a hole in your backpack, and you forget, he won't make things fall out without you noticing. Here you go. It's a backpack patch 2000.
I don't even think Gertrude has a backpack on.
I know you said whatever was on my back has a hole in it, right?
I have a crisp.
No, Gertrude.
Oh, well, there you go. It's a backpack patch. Do you have a backpack, Gertrude?
I do. I have a crisp packet.
Boom! There you go. I got a backpack patch, and it didn't even help me. It helped Gertrude.
Cool. Okay, so you managed to stick some stuff over the crisp packet.
It's a little patch. It's a little backpack patch. Backpack patch 2000. Here you go, Gertrude. I noticed the meat grinder hurt your backpack. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. That's really handy.
Cool. So you're now on this bit of piping. You need to look around to see if you can find out what you're going to be able to do next. So I need an instinct roll to see who can see where they're going next.
Right then.
5.
Yeah, cool. So, Jacob, as you look around this little pit, you can see that the same vent the postperson Peter was standing behind, it's a bit loose. You might be able to knock it off.
Alright, holding on to the pipe with my front paws, I'm just going to kick back at it with my bunny legs and see if I can knock it.
Just 5. Make it easy.
Oh, I rolled a 1.
Oh, unfortunately, you managed to kick Gertrude off, and she goes back into the grinder.
Hi.
No. You just hit the wall instead. You know, it's a bit claustrophobic up on that space. There's not a lot to manoeuvre. You don't quite get the angle you need, but it's the idea you need, though.
Yeah. Damn it. Anyone else want to give a try at breaking that?
Yes, and I pull out my mini nuke. Just kidding. I pull out my theater light, which does it literally produces explosions out of the front of it.
in a very confined space.
Yes.
Sounds like overkill.
Go for it.
Is it a scrap roll?
Yeah, scrap roll. Sorry.
That's a four. Can I do grit? What do I need? A five? What do I need?
You just need one grit. Yeah, one grit.
One grit. All right, I will burn the grit.
Cool. Well, now the entire wall of the side of this thing is now missing. Everyone has tinnitus. To the nth degree.
You're welcome.
Joke's on you, I already had that.
Sorry, what? What did you say?
You mean there hasn't been a fire alarm going off this entire time? The last 34 episodes?
Well, as you look through, you will see that this is another conveyor belt area that leads into what looks like giant piles of raw dough. You're going to have to jump down if you want to get into it, but, you know, you're going to have to roll to try and not get stuck. So it's going to be a scurry of at least six.
All of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an eight.
Got scurry, six, you said?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Alright, that's a six for me.
Lads, it might have run into a bit of an issue.
Well, you all managed to get down. However, Kalaris somehow managed to get stuck inside the dough. Got very stuck. And it starts rolling along, moving along.
Fuck.
And as you look further down, this giant pile of dough is going to essentially be rolled over by a giant steam roller.
Lads! I need some help here!
Well, we have got a bird that can fly.
I'm not sure how that's going to help, but thank you for the offer.
So, yeah, you tell me how you're going to get Kalaris out. Are you going to let Kalaris get rolled over by a steamroller, essentially?
I mean, crap, we're going to character building. No, seriously, what's your role for this? Jacob, do you want to give me a hand? Make it a two-man roll?
Yeah, but what are you doing?
Well, you need to pull Kalaris out, so...
I mean, can we get, like, a hold of Kalaris's paws?
I mean, they're still wearing the old tracking collar thing, so you can essentially grab hold of that.
Can I not fly down, grab him, and then fly him back up?
If you're strong enough to do that, I'll be extremely impressed.
Yeah, it's
about we just roll
job.
The dough off of the conveyor belt?
Yeah, just keep me in the dough.
Yeah, that, we can worry about getting her out the dough once it's off the conveyor belt.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Can I just try to just brute strength you out first?
Alright, well, if you're doing it on your own, I want at least a 10, but if you're doing it with two people, I want a 6.
Definitely, yeah, I will help, so it will be 2. It'd be 6. Okay. It'd be 2. Yeah,
so I mean, I could do. Oh. So I'm D12 for scrap for my scrap. So I think you said D8. You wanted.
That's neither the number I'd set or.
It's a 10 if you're doing it on your own. It's a 6 if you've got a friend. You have a friend, so
friends
with
6.
I mean, you have two other friends. No, there you go.
Okay.
You just pull Kalaris out before the two can even get there.
My fur is good for so long.
Yep, and essentially you can just kind of sidestep around the dirt.
Yeah, that was definitely some sticky business we were in.
Oh, but, I hate that you saved me, so I can't even complain.
Yep, you sidestep around the roller, as it were. Not too much around it, but yeah, there's a narrow little gap.
Oh wait, shit. Actually. Hey, do you remember my passive?
You have a passive?
Yeah.
Gertrude, can you make me a vibe check real quick?
For me? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why.
Yep. I need you to beat a 7.
What if I don't?
Then I stay in the dough wall.
What?
How? Why? Explain.
Yeah, what's this passive?
So, you know on our rolls how we have a perk and a drawback? My drawback is trouble vibing. When an ally would offer a helping hand in any form, you refuse.
Oh.
Unless they make a vibe check of 7+, you opt not to receive their help out of pride.
Well, damn it, Kalaris. I try so hard to save
you. It's one grit.
Exactly. I mean, I'll burn it, obviously, but you had to make this difficult, didn't you?
Actually, I really want to see Kalaris just, like, stubbornly stay in the dough. Just be like, no! No! Don't touch me!
Can I, if Kalaris stays stubbornly in the dough, can I just kick the dough off of the conveyor belt?
There's not enough room to kick it off the thing. There's only enough room for you to kind of...
In all fairness, Carmen said he was burning the one grit, so I think I'll accept it.
I'm not going to let Kalaris die for one grit.
That is the first time I think that's actually happened in 30 episodes.
Jesus. Well, that just goes to show you how like little the passives and the whatnot actually make a difference to this game. Not a lot at all. But anyway, yeah, so you're stubbornly removed from the dough, which you seem to somewhat want to be staying in for a little while, before realising that you're actually going to die if you don't, so, you reluctantly pull out. And you can all kind of, sort of scooch your way, bless you, scooch your way past the giant steamroller of death, and the conveyor belt continues along with now loads of flattened sheets of dough. And as you're watching, suddenly several large cutting rings come slamming down onto the dough, rising back up until the next set comes up. You have to dodge three consecutive cutting rings each to avoid being cut.
Oh, it's like the swinging axes, you see. Like, trying
to play. Yeah. So, one at a time, I need a 5, a 6, and a 7 in scurry rolls.
Oh, jeez.
So who do you want first?
Okay, 7, 5, 7.
Hold on, whoa, one at a time. So,
what?
Cartman... Yeah, well, no, I know. I said one at a time is in players, one at a time, dipshit. Right, so you managed to nimbly dodge past the first one. The second one, however, does nip you in the arse. I want a D4 worth of damage off of you.
3.
Yep, so despite DR, this is going to basically just cut you anyway. And you manage to somewhat drop, roll, and kind of move your way past the last and third one. Who's going next? As Gertrude is somewhat on the other side, a little bit scratched, but not too badly damaged.
I'll go next.
I'm missing a bit
speed
of my
sonic spin through these.
And shatter them.
Shattering them on my way through.
Sure, fuck it. Go on, do it.
3, so there's 3 of them. So I'm going to need 3 speed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need to burn 9 grit to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Let's do it. So Jacob, on the conveyor belt, sees the blades coming. He starts spinning himself up. And fires himself through all the blades.
For it. I don't even know what to roll for this, considering they're supposed to be just standard steel cutting rings. Well, tell you what, roll me a damage and let's we'll debate whether or not it's good enough.
Okay, so we're going 3d6 plus 5 first of all. That'd be 9. 13 and then 7.
You know what, I'll say you can manage to break the first two, but the second, the last, the third one is still kind of, maybe you just miss it as it goes back up in the air. So instead of having to roll 3, everyone's now just going to roll 1.
Well, you could have done that before. Oh, well, too late now.
I shouldn't have gone first then, Gertrude.
Hey, I had my momentum. You can't stagger the momentum.
Something like that, sure. Okay, so whoever's left on the other side, so it's just Tugan and Kalaris, isn't it? Yeah, roll me these scurry rolls, and it's a 7.
You know what? Fuck it, I can tag this. It'll be fine.
Right, okay, well, first off, roll me your stat to whether or not you only take 2 damage, or...
Yeah, I forget what that is all the time. Because it doesn't fucking say on the thing. It just says an instinct check. It doesn't say what the number.
Oh, five.
Yeah. Alright. That's an eight.
Cool.
Clark waddles anyway. Forward under the blade. It comes down and, like, just...
You still take the two, though.
I didn't know that.
Off you go. Try and show him how it's done.
All right. It's a four?
Never mind, then. So, unless you want to spend grit, you're going to get hit by this last one.
What? How much grit? Is it five, you said?
It's seven.
Seven? No. I'm going to get hit.
It's a seven term. You need to.
And he burned three.
Pass
and
seven.
And he burned three. Yeah.
Yeah, burn three to make seven. Yeah, yeah, that.
I do this three times?
No, just once.
I'll burn two of them for you.
Oh, so, okay. No, I'll burn three. Okay, I'll burn three. I'll do it one time.
Cool. Yeah. So you just kind of saunter through without even looking at anything. The thing goes down. You're standing in the middle of it. It comes back up again, and you're just looking straight through. You don't even break your stride.
Perfect.
Okay, so as you're all kind of watching Toucan go past, what you don't realise is these little discs of dough that you seem to be kind of almost standing on to somewhat get shoved up into a pie shape. And you're kind of sat in the middle of it. You're not stuck because it's thin and it's been floured. But as you go along, you're stuck underneath another chute. Now you're each in your own little pie, except for Toucan, who seems to manage to kind of wander through it. I want you to roll me dodge rolls to see if you get hit in the face with veggies as they fall down a chute. So it's a scurry roll, and I'm on at least a five. So Kalaris Jigment. Gertrude got a four. You take a carrot to the face.
It's like college all over again.
Got a 10, I can do this thing specifically, if nothing else.
Yep, you're fine.
Five.
Okay, yeah, bless you again. Yep. And again.
Oh, well.
Everyone else is hearing this, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not just me going insane. Yep, so Gertrude, you take a carrot to the face, you get knocked underneath a pile of vegetables. Your next roll is going to be at disadvantage because you're going to be trying to struggle to get these vegetables away. Toucan, on the other hand, you seem to be fine. As you say, you stroll straight through that, so you don't need to worry about it. You're just going to fly above it, and you maybe laugh at Gertrude as she gets covered by veggies. I don't see how anyone hasn't realised what I'm doing yet, but okay.
Oh, I know. I've gathered what you're doing, but...
Have you? Do you know where this is from, then?
I'm not going to say the film.
Yo, he actually does?
Yeah, I know it's a good
point. Carmen, I'll let you say it one time without taking any damage.
Chicken Run.
Yay!
For that, someone...
I was literally about to say it, too. I was like, I'm pretty sure this is that movie.
And do you remember what happens next?
Yo. Gravy time.
Right.
Yeah. Damn. Cartman, I guess. I am an Aardman fan.
Honestly, a little bit of background story for Cartman here. Chicken Run was one of the few films. I think I actually had it on VHS as a kid. This is how old.
Wow.
Yeah. Definitely had it on DVD. It's one of those ones like, I used to watch quite often after school.
Cool. Well, then you will know what's coming up next, and it's a gravy squirter. So, Toucan, this would have been a great time for that carrot, but never mind.
No, I got
it. It was a very poo covered carrot, so I don't know if you'd want it.
A poo covered carrot going in a gravy squirter. And this time I want all four of you to roll me because, maybe. Actually, Gertrude, you're at disadvantage still, so.
Yeah, but I've got a plan. I'm going to do, just like the film, I'm going to jam up the gravy squirter with the carrot.
Okay, well, you are first, technically, in the line, so, yeah, you know what?
Right, I'm first?
Yeah, because you went first. You were the first person to go through the machine, so...
Awesome, and yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to...
Hold on.
Yeah.
First off, you're underneath everything, so you need to roll a scurry roll to see if you can get out from underneath everything before everything gets squirted.
Cool, what do you want?
I want a 6.
Okay, I'm actually going to burn grit with it, because I actually do want to pull this off, so I'm going to burn 3 grit. Yep, that's what I've got.
Oh, there you go. So yeah, before you even get under there, you kind of manage to push yourself free of everything, and you can see that the gravy squirter in front of you is, bless you again, is squirting more and more gravy into these pie dishes. I'm keeping that in, by the way. So, you want to potentially block this thing with your carrot?
Oh, I do.
Go for it. I want a... You gotta throw this thing, it's gonna be a scurry roll. It's gonna be quite hard though. I'm gonna say at least a 7.
Okay, well, I'm definitely gonna be using grit.
As everyone else watches on.
Yeah, I can definitely burn a 3 grit for this. Okay, maybe that'll be a 7.
Yep. Cool. Okay, everyone else, you watch as Gertrude managed to push herself up out of the vegetable pile and throw a carrot expertly into a nozzle of a gravy squirter. And what the rest of you see is this thing start to puff up exactly like the film. I am ripping this off 100% because this was a pain in the ass to write, so I don't care. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
No, does anyone remember how they survived this bit in the movie? Because I don't.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, because there was actually a cut in the movie where the cannon explodes and they just slide down a magical slide. There's nothing in between that.
Oh, shit.
Unless it's the oven scene. Could be the oven scene.
It is the oven scene. I'm going to avoid the lid in total. I see by that point you can all just kind of stand outside of these things. And yeah, you're inside of a large... All this conveyor belt kind of filters into these several drawers of... basically kind of racks. And you're all left inside. It's completely pitch black.
And then you just hear a sort of clicking sound.
Well, first off, you just start hearing a hiss. And it smells like, it starts smelling like smelly.
Oh.
So, what I want to do first is there a skunk nearby, by chance?
No, I was referring to gas.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was trying to be funny, but, you know, apparently not.
It definitely fell flat.
Fuck you.
Right.
What's everyone doing?
We need to
in this strange room. It has a weird smell. Is there any way out of the room? Like, is there any like sort of holes or anything?
There is there potentially one? A roll to use. I want.
Is there the weird outline of a door by any chance?
Yeah, you know what? Roll me an instinct.
I just clicked out of roll 20.
I saw. It's fine. Was that a 2?
Yeah, only rolled a 2.
Yeah, same for me as well. Took an in card still to go though, so maybe we'll...
It's so dark, you don't see any outline of a door.
That's a 4.
Neither do you. You just start to smell more of a menu smell around the area.
What do I need again? I'm back in the air.
Instinct.
You need a 5.
Oof. 5. That's a tricky one. But I did it!
Hey!
Gertrude, you see the outline of her door. It's starting to slowly close.
Don't do it, Gertrude. I've already fallen for that bullshit before. He says there's an outlaw of a door, but there really isn't.
This is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to grab the bird, and I'm going to javelin the bird towards the door.
Right.
What you're trying to recreate.
Roll me a scurry roll. I want a 5, otherwise you twat the bird against the wall.
No offense, but I'm going to throw you. So I'm going to grit this beneath you. Scurry is an 8.
You're going to toss off the toucan.
3. Oh, I can definitely burn 2.
Toss me.
Cool, so Toucan, as an ab, like literally like a javelin, you go shooting out the other side of this oven into a packing area. What about the rest of them?
Right, we're going to just run out, I think.
Yeah, I feel like I've got the speed to do that.
Yep.
Yep, yeah, cool. So essentially, you all start running towards the door as it starts to close. I want scurry rolls off of everyone. Stood inside.
Ooh. Me as well.
Ooh,
they
no.
are standards of 5.
Can I burn 1 grit and make it that 5 then?
Yes.
Me as well?
Yeah. No, you're fine. You're on the
okay.
inside.
You've been thrown.
Hint, can't find the special button. Hint. The bird that
can
read English in our party. Hint.
Oh, actually, yeah. God, Cartman's fucking winning today.
Yeah, I'm not used to this.
Alright, I'll find the button.
Okay, so roll me an instinct roll. I want a 5 to see if you can find the button.
Is that 7?
7. You find a giant red button that has the word shut down written across
it. Too bad I can't read. This looks like a bad button. I'm kidding. I press the button.
Cool. You hit the button and everything grinds to a halt. The hissing stops. The smell's still there. You start feeling a little bit woozy from the smell, but you can all kind of walk it off and, yeah, you kind of find yourself in an empty packing area and a large garage coat. Door open to the outside world.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Well then, I wonder if there's going to be a chicken nugget in that factory next.
Hey, that second film sucks.
Hey, I
liked
it.
Point that out.
I felt it was pretty good. It reminded me of the first one. I mean, the first one was obviously Our Man Magic. The second one was, it was good. It lived up to it.
What did you think about the new movie with the penguin? I'm not going to say the name of it in case Matt.
I tell you what, should we discuss this after we finish the episode right now?
Yep.
And that way you can say whatever you want to say. Unless people want to do a third one.
No, I think I'm good on that.
Okay, well in that case, thank you very much everyone for listening to this absolute hour of whatever the hell we ended up making here. Hopefully it was entertaining. Find us on socials, find us on podcasts, leave us a review, leave us a comment, whatever. And until next time, bye-bye.
See ya.